and Anthony show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyampa Radio, its sponsors, the Intermedia Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. So there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from NullSoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your mother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on
Shyampa.
And oh boy, folks, we are on the low sell plan tonight. Oh,
yeah.
Good Lord, 60%, Anthony, 60%.
Yeah. Joe went ahead and restarted his computer about 20 minutes before we went on air.
It went back to 57%.
And
it just went backwards.
He's clearly going on an update, so, you know. Yeah. But hey, you know, that's all good. This is Anthony live in Studio A in Tampa.
And hey, everybody, it's Joe live on the phone in Studio B in Chicago, where no more moose poop flows free. The season is finally over.
Yay for no
and
more
as
moose
we've,
poop.
Right? And as we've been already reporting, there's been some technical difficulties, so Betty can't be with us right now.
Betty's updating
but it's
right
your
now.
Lovable, yeah, Betty's updating. But it's your lovable stoner, Joe. And I want to tell you that this is episode 179 of the Joe and Anthony Show.
Woo! Yeah, wow.
For Monday, June 10th, 2019. In case you didn't know it, the Joe and Anthony page is on Facebook. Go visit them at facebook.com/the Joe and Anthony Show. You can also find the Joe and Anthony Show on Spotify, Google Play Music, iTunes, and, of course, Radio for All, and our very own website. Subscribe, add, like, favorite, or visit our website. Just like us now, damn it. And without further ado, Joe and Anthony get cracking with the TP segment. Take it away, guys. Joe, out.
Well, look at that. And your timing was actually really good. You hit the mark. See, we're in the transitional music. See that
awesome.
it all kind of worked out. Look at that. Isn't that great? That all just kind of worked out. So, our phone lines are not open at the moment because they're currently being occupied by Joe. So, please don't call because you'll sit in queue and it costs us like 2 cents for you to sit around for a while.
And guess what? We're at 86%.
We are at 86%. Yes, for those of you that just tuned in or have just kind of come back to reality from that last bong hit, Joe did the fatal mistake of doing restart with update on his computer about 20 minutes prior to production here. So, but we have him on the phone, so we're all good.
Yep.
We're all good.
We're on our Bose wireless Bluetooth headset.
There you go.
Connected to the phone, which is fighting for its life on charge.
Oh, Jesus.
So it's plugged in for charge.
Don't trip over the cord, Joe. Please don't trip over the cord.
Well, we're at 16%, so hopefully... Okay. Yeah, hopefully nothing.
And what's the computadora at?
The computadora is at 89%. So it's getting there.
We will definitely be. You'll sound live again in about maybe by the time we get to your news. Because you definitely sound like a caller now. And I'm like, Joe, where are you? There's a crazy caller on the line that sounds just like you.
That's me. I'm a crazy caller tonight,
so,
folks.
Yes.
And in a way, I'm kind of okay with that.
You're okay with
it's
being kind of
like I'm on AM radio. It's like I'm on AM radio.
There you go. Sounds just like AM radio.
So, Anthony, why don't you tell us how your day was today?
Well, it wasn't a holiday weekend again, so I had to go to work today, which really sucks. But it happens. You know, you can't get away from it. Rain. There's been a lot of rain.
Rain.
Hot. And it's been humid. Oh, the humidity. But,
Is there nothing more exciting in life than rain and humidity?
If you live in Florida, you better like rain and humidity because you get plenty of it as the day goes on, especially this time of year, let me tell you.
Do you have to pay $19.99 for that?
Probably a little bit more than $19.99. It's expensive to live in Florida. Everyone thinks Florida's cheap, but Florida ain't so cheap. You know.
According to a certain guide, Florida made it to number... Tampa, Florida made it number 10 to be in the LGBTQ best places to live or retire.
How the fuck did that happen?
I don't know.
Who did they blow for that one? I mean, seriously, what the fuck? Wow.
Tampa got very high marks for everything.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Wow.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Just don't try to move here without a car.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's gonna...
And this is... Okay, I'm just now looking at my watch, looking at time.
Time.
Anthony, what you got for us in the weed corner?
Are we already at the weed corner?
Oh, shit, we didn't do announcements. I don't know if we want to just quickly just mention that Global Agogo is on break, folks.
Yeah, Global Agogo is on break. We have no new messages. Our chat room is open at chiampa.org, and you cannot call us at 813-327-8566 until Joe gets off the phone. What's your percentile, Joe?
93%.
93%. All right. So, our first item of the Weed Corner comes from High Times from Louisiana.
Yay!
A Louisiana coroner reports that a 39-year-old woman who died in February on her couch in the town of La Paz could have suffered a marijuana overdose. At high levels, marijuana can cause respiratory depression, which means a decrease in breathing, according to the St. John the Baptist coroner. Officials learned from the woman's boyfriend that she had gone to the emergency room for treatment of a chest infection 3 weeks prior to her death, and that she was also a regular vapor. Officials imply that these two facts could have interacted to cause the woman's death. What are you ooing about? What are you ooing about? What's ooing?
We're back at a login screen.
Oh, good. Well, you know, you just dial into the conference when you're ready to go. She was found to have 8.4 nanograms of THC per milliliter in her blood at the time of her death. The states of Colorado and Washington consider drivers too impaired to drive if they have more than 5 nanograms per milliliter THC in their bloodstream. It was elevated. It definitely was elevated. But there's not enough clinical evidence to determine how much is too much at this time. So it's probably likely of her other issue, underlying medical issue. So it was probably a combination. But hey, you know, shit happens. All right. So speaking of vapors, this one comes from Leafly. If you vape, be prepared to pay more. Trump's new tariffs on Chinese-made goods are squeezing cannabis companies, and consumers may feel the hit as well. In September 2018, a typical disposable vape cartridge manufactured in Shenzhen, China, cost about $2 wholesale. Under the first round of tariffs, it increased to $2.20 a unit. And now with the new 25% tariffs that kicked in on May 1st, the wholesale cost of a cartridge is $2.50. So there's been clearly like a 50% increase. It's kind of scary. An extra 50 cents per unit doesn't sound like a lot, but if you buy a million units at a time, you have a $500,000 increase to your operating costs. Maybe the shock from the increase in vape prices is what killed the woman in Louisiana. So, How you doing, Joe? Where are we at over there on the Chip Skipper mobile computer? Have you inserted the 5.5-inch floppy disk to get it started? Uh-oh.
Hello.
Oh my goodness. It looks like you have joined us here. There you go. Hello, Joe. How are you?
Oh God, I feel so much better.
Don't you feel liberated, don't you?
I feel so much better.
Yeah, you do, don't you? So we got
Yes, we have things to do.
We've got like 5 minutes until we do the Joe's Corner, according to time.
Well, we can talk about our we can talk about these updates. I actually follow a few different Microsoft blogs and podcasts and videocasts. And apparently Microsoft is going to be doing something different in terms of updates. They're going to try to present them in a way where you don't actually have to restart the computer. And then they will be done in such hidden ways in the background that you won't really know it. It'll just happen. And I don't know if I'm okay with that. Maybe I am, but Microsoft's it's... track record on creating pandemonium at the wrong time. Ooh, pardon
bless
me, folks.
You.
I had a
bless you
incident.
Yes.
By the way, the phone lines are now open.
The phone lines are now open. We are
327-8566.
Oh, you know what I missed?
313-327-8566.
Did I mention Global Ogogo was on break?
Yes, you did.
Did I tell you that we're replaying his old episodes?
Perhaps you didn't.
Okay, maybe I didn't say that. I got an email from him.
I'm glad you re-mentioned
it. I just got an email from Bill, the host.
We got an update.
I got an update.
We need a little update music thing. Not a breaking news, but just kind of like...
Oh.
What happened? Are you suffering an error?
We don't do breaking news enough. We used to do breaking news all the time.
This programming to bring breaking news from the WEED newsroom.
So, Bill Lumpinati from Global Ogogo said he'll be back in September. He's taking a little break. And in the interim, we're just going to rerun his old programs. I loaded it up a few days ago into the queue.
You got it, Danton.
Thanks, Betty. So that's the excitement that's going to happen.
We now return you to your regularly scheduled program, already in progress.
Fart, fart, fart. Fart, fart, fart.
There you go, Roger. There you go.
Oh, Roger, you always know how to break in. So, hey, did I tell you I tried a fancy French Mediterranean restaurant recently?
Did you try a French fancy Mediterranean restaurant? What the fuck is it? A fancy French Mediterranean restaurant?
An FFMR.
An FFFFMNR.
Yeah. It was interesting. It was good food.
Don't be Mediterranean phobic.
Service was very good. Everybody was doing something. Except for this one cook. He was kind of, like, weird. And then the manager, he was weird.
Wait, that you have to enlighten us with this. If you're accusing...
He was, like, just standing around, kind of just, like, pinching little salt and pepper here and there. Maybe flipping a piece of meat here and there. But mostly he was just standing with his arms folded. Huh. Talking to a server. So I don't know what his function was. But it was just like, wow, you know, he's kind of got an easy function.
Wow.
Easy functions. That's crazy.
Easy
functions. But anyways,
functions.
It was a pretty decently full restaurant for a Sunday evening, too. So
that's good.
But I had some mousse pâté and something else that was just divine.
Ooh.
Very, very delicious. So if you're in Chicago, it's called Les Houd. Be prepared to spend, though, quite a bit of buck on... Yeah.
that many cash registers, huh?
Yes.
They require two cash registers.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
So, yeah. But is it time for me to do my little dictionary thingy? I don't even know where I'm at right now.
No, I think now you are in Plinko Chip recovery mode 5 in 15 seconds. Hold on, you have to wait. You have to wait. You have to wait. You have 10 seconds. You cannot cannot start your segment for another 8 seconds. Hold on.
But just for informational purposes.
For no informational purposes. You cannot. Okay, go.
What do you think? Stop by now in the chat room and type them their thoughts at shyampa.org. Or give us a call, leave a voicemail, and maybe we'll play it in a future show. And now we have a Joel's 1983 dictionary word of the show by Joel.
Oh boy.
So what's better than chip, skipper, and a biscuit? It's discovering a new word. Today, Joe is going to pick a word at random from his 1983 The American Heritage Dictionary and tell you all about it. Okay, here we go!
Alright, we're not really doing a whole bunch of flips. This new word is stillborn. Today's word, flips. Dude, it's stillborn.
Stillborn. All right. I can do something with
stillborn
that.
Means it's an adjective, and it means born dead. And that's it. Stillborn.
There you
kinda
go.
I feel like I'm a little stillborn right at the moment.
Right.
But no, it's a serious condition because it just means
it
that
is a serious
fetus
condition.
Didn't survive when the when we it was should. Born. So
we should have. We probably should have had a PSA to go with that.
A PSA.
But I don't.
You know
a
what
PSA.
Though? This is also a do it whatever you want kind of show. So
do it whatever you want. I don't know what the fuck is going on.
I don't either. I need more licorice sticks.
Yeah, licorice you need sticks. Something, that's for sure. Let's see. You. We got Rogers National Day in 10 seconds.
Oh.
Yeah, so.
Wait, why isn't it doing anything?
Hello, it's the other lovable artificial personality unit, Roger. And well, if you didn't know it, but if you did, well, pip pip and cheerios for you, you indigent butthole leotard. Anyway, this is your National Day moment for today. Well, it won't be today if you're not listening today, which was yesterday, I think. Anyway,
maybe.
Today is Monday, June 10th, 2019, and well, it's National Egg Roll Day, National Ballpoint Pen Day, National Iced Tea Day, National Black Cow Day, and my personal favorite, National Herbs and Spices Day. Ooh. Well, while we all look dazed and confused by the amount of national days we've got around here, Anthony will eventually push a quote-unquote button that stimulates a quote-unquote spinning wheel that Joe quote-unquote pulled right after pushing a button, quote-unquote, I think, no, yes, maybe. I really do. I'm a robot. Yes, I am. Even though I belch, I fart. Oh boy, I do. I have a heart. Yes, a robot with a heart I am. Whoopsie poopsie. Boy, do I need to go clean up. Take it away, guys.
Oh, well, thank you,
Roger. Thank you, Roger. That was lovely.
That was, but he seemed to just scurry off fast.
You're welcome, Joe.
Oh, there we go.
You're welcome, Anthony.
So let me go ahead and do some kind of polling.
All right. I just mashed up all the buttons. All right, so our random news story comes from not so random places. This one comes from WFLA here in Tampa Bay. We talked about the Axe and the Ale before. I think you might remember this. It was that establishment in St. Petersburg that allowed you to drink and throw axes at, like, targets.
I've heard about these kinds of places.
Yeah, yeah. So
seems
any
not the right things to combine.
No, liquor and axes aren't. Well, anyway, so they made it in the news, not necessarily for the reason I thought they would make it in the news, but they made it in the news. Victoria, 54, who also goes by Cheryl, entered the Axe and Ale in St. Petersburg with two machetes and started waving them in the presence of multiple people in a careless and threatening manner. Yeah. Witnesses reported seeing Victoria scrape the blades together and announce that she had killed more than 100 people with her machetes. Oh, my goodness. She was also threatened to kill the bar owner if she followed her out of the establishment. She was arrested, and she's in the jail. And that's it. Back to you, Betty.
She's in the jail.
She's arrested in the jail. Back to you, Betty.
Happy Pride Month. Hey, yay. Listen to these shows and more that we recast here on Chiampa Radio. The World Labor Hour with the Lovable Dave, Gus, and Bill. Headphone Meditations with John DuBose. The Inept Supervillains Podcast, where black geeks drink while discussing society, politics, and geek-related media, usually to disastrous results. Have an idea for a show? Call us at 813-327-8566. Be sure to visit Chiampa.org for our complete broadcast schedule, social medias, and much more. Back to you, Joe. Betty, say bye, Felicia. Out.
Bye, Felicia.
Well, thanks, Betty. And now it's time for Chiampa weather from Chicago's Midway International Airport. Yay! And unless you're listening live, it's not currently light clouds at 75 degrees. The dew point is at 41, the humidity is at 29%, and the winds are howling out of the north at 13 miles per hour, gusting to 22 miles per hour. And for you pilot types, the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, clear with a low around 57. Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 69 miles per hour. Tuesday night, a 20% chance of showers after 4 a.m. Mostly cloudy with a low around 57. And that's your Chicago weather. And now, for the news! The news!
And now, for the news!
I'm sorry in advance. I really am. I just never understood fashion.
No.
Nope.
No.
So this lovely story from our friends at UPI, a retailer is turning heads online and hoping to turn heads on the beach.
Oh boy.
With an unusual, very unusual new garment. And you know what that garment is, Anthony?
A banana hammock.
No. Would you like to guess one more time before
yes.
I tell
yes.
our captive
yes.
audience?
Yes. A coconut. No, not a coconut. No. What is it then?
It is, for you lucky winners who have already known and guessed, it's called the Jido.
The Jido. Ooh, that sounds fancy.
J-E-A-D-O.
Tell me more about the Jido.
They are blue jean swim briefs. For men.
I see.
The swimsuit, available from online retailer Shinsey, is designed to resemble a drastically cut down pair of jeans. The website acknowledges the $39.99 garment might not be to everyone's aesthetic tastes. It is the equivalent of eating a bag of chips in church. Everyone looks over at you with disgust, but deep down, they want some too. The product description reads, the website also offers a faux denim one-piece swimsuit for women that resembles a pair of overalls and pant legs.
Wow. A Google image search is really... Huh. They at least need to find better models.
Right?
Because the dudes in these just, don't really do it.
No.
Okay.
But you know what else doesn't really do it?
What doesn't do it?
TGI Fridays.
Maybe.
But shoot, I haven't been to a TGI Fridays in like ages, so... But you know, when I did go, I used to go often.
Often. I can't remember the last time.
They were kind of like a... They were a step up from Bennigan's or...
I miss Bennigan's. I miss Bennigan's.
They were a step up from Baker Square.
Ooh, I miss Baker Square. They have the most delicious pies.
Oh, you know, I need to find out if they still have the Baker's Square on Harlem Avenue. Because if they do, that would be a quick hop jump on the L train. But anyways, I digress. From our friends at Reuters, it is okay to sell French fries that are not made in France. But a new lawsuit says it is not okay to sell potato skin snack chips that are not made from potato skins. A New York City woman on Wednesday sued TGI Fridays in a proposed class action claiming that the company, known for its restaurants, misleads consumers by selling potato skins.
There's one at Foster in Harlem.
Snacks that contain delicious potato flakes and potato starch, but no skin. I'm going as soon as possible. Okay, the lawsuit by Solange Troncoso said the Idaho Potato Commission and others inside and outside the industry have associated potato skins with eating healthy since they started appearing on restaurant menus a half century ago.
What?
It said TGI Friday's misleading packaging for its bacon ranch, cheddar and bacon, and sour cream and onion potato snacks, skin snacks, defrauded and other consumers into purchasing an inferior product, either by mistake or at full price. The presence of potato skins imparts a fart, further value in the eyes of reasonable consumers, according to the complaint filed in Manhattan Federal Court.
I see.
Which seeks unspecified damages. The woman said she sued after paying $1.99 last June for a bag of TGI Fridays sour cream and onion potato skins at a convenience store in the borough of the Bronx.
The horror! $1.99.
TGI Fridays did not immediately respond to requests for comment. The private equity firm Sentinel Capital Partners became majority owner of the Carrollton, Texas-based company in 2014. In a February 2017 Eater article cited in the complaint, chairman of the Chicago-based restaurant company Letters Entertainment said he began serving a potato skins in 71 after his brother read how sailors ate them to stave off illness.
Oh, there
That's
you go.
Interesting. Yeah. A spokesman for someone declined to comment. That's crazy.
I see.
Let's move on to the next fun story.
Find my button.
We have an error.
There is an error.
Fitters begin.
There is an error. There is an error.
There is an error.
Error. Error.
The error being that the script has incorrect information pertaining to this particular story. We are not going to be speaking about squirrels snuggling with Boston subway passengers.
Thank God, because we talked about that the other week.
We sure did. Instead, more than 800 students, according to UPI, at an Irish school gave each other pats on the back to break a Guinness World Record. The Willow Park Parents Association said 823 students from Willow Park, blah, 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 and St. Andrews, blah, 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 formed a chain on the front lawn of blah, blah, blah in the afternoon Thursday and exchanged pats on the back. The association said they bested the record of 329 people patting each other on the back at England's Leicester Grammar blah 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 in June 2018. The attempt served as a fundraiser for charity Dogs for the Disabled. Officials said they are submitting evidence from the attempt to Guinness World Records for official recognition.
Wow.
Pats on the back. I thought about. I guess I was thinking about participation trophies when I did
Were
this story.
You? Oh, did you? Well,
and because it's in Ireland, it immediately becomes a Fiddles McGinty story.
A Fiddles McGinty.
Fiddles McGinty.
Fiddles
and
McGinty.
And that's a wrap. All right. On Joe's News, sourced by the lovable Chip Skipper and his crack news team. Back to you, Anthony.
Thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of something? I had a window blocking the script. Do you want to be part of this disjointed, southern fried, collusion-free, Russia-gateless, GMO-loaded experience? then give us a call, 813-327-8566. You can reach us now because Joe's not on that line anymore. This week on This Way Out, Alex Espinoza explores the radical art of cruising. A Rainbow Minute explores the beginnings of gay pride worldwide. And in the news, Hong Kong's High Court cans criminal gay sex laws. The WHO cures its gender identity terms. Are you male or female? Don't be bisexual. Pakistan has its first transgendered human rights ministry worker. The U.S. Supreme Court endorses school district trans-sensitive bathroom policies. And two Stonewall vets get a monumental tribute. All that and more this week when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBT radio news magazine. Monday nights at 8. No, Monday nights at 9 Eastern. We're at 8. 9 Eastern, right after the Joe and Anthony Show on SciAmpa Radio. Hang tight, folks. We'll be back to this stillborn show. I'm not saying you're moose boo. Again, in 4 minutes after this break.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer and Kent Cigarettes and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retro commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Flashback.
You ate too much. The cheesecake made you greedy. Let your aching head and stomach hear this message from old Speedy. Alka-Seltzer, plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Ah, those Speedy Alka-Seltzer bubbles burst into action to relieve your upset stomach and aching head fast. It was only as directed. Oh, what a relief it is. What a relief.
It's happening all around the house, right about now.
I'd like a Triscuit. A Triscuit.
I'd like a Triscuit.
I'd like a Triscuit.
I know my family, and when they'd like a snack, they'd like a Triscuit wafer.
Great with cheese.
Or with a dip.
Neat with jam. Or just by themselves. And they really are good. Triscuit wafers, they're made from 100% natural whole wheat. And that's good, too.
A Triscuit, baked only by Nabisco.
Hello?
Lynn, it's Harold. I'm calling long distance.
What time is it?
2 a.m. your time, sleepyhead.
2 a.m.?
Oh, you would believe the money I saved by calling after 11 p.m.
Really?
For sure.
I could save you even more money, Harold.
Oh, baby.
To save 15 to 50% on long distance before as well as after 11 p.m., call MCI and stop talking in someone else's sleep.
Listen, we're not NPR. We only ask that you talk up once in a while. Keep your wallets in your pocket, and if you happen to have on one flat and one pump, well, we have some wisdom for you, and that is keep it tuned to WEED for your oral caffeine.
What happens when you give two stoners their own internet radio show?
When you've been hanging around the house drinking all day, living the Florida lifestyle, sometimes you're just too fucked up to go out and run some errands.
What is the Florida lifestyle, Anthony?
Hanging around the house being fucked up all day.
Catch the Joe and Anthony Show live Monday nights at 8 Eastern, 7 Central, only on Cheyenne Radio.
I'm a retired school psychologist, and helping people was my thing. After my stroke, when Meals on Wheels started, I was on the other end of the stick, so to speak. My name is Julius Gaines, creative writer, poet, photographer.
One in six seniors faces the threat of hunger, and millions more live in isolation. Drop off a hot meal and say a quick hello. Volunteer for Meals on Wheels by donating your lunch break at AmericaLetsDoLunch.org. This message brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Put a glide in your stride and hitch a ride to the soulful side with Upfront Soul. I'm your host, Sanguine Fromage, and I'll be laying down 120 minutes of soulful sounds to which you may get down. We'll be spinning funk, soul, and jazz, rarities, and deep cuts. If you want soul, get it up front. Listen to Upfront Soul all night long, 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. Eastern every day on Shyampa Internet Radio. If it's all night, it's got to be all right.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from NullSoft Shoutcast.
All right, cue one of those robotic things.
Welcome back, Roger here. Thank God it's Monday, because up next we've got a Tampa weather forecast and what you've really been waiting for, Anthony's crazy Florida news. But first, why don't you all go grab your favorite devices, snacks, adult beverages, etc., 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 biatches, so we can get started with Anthony's crazy everything. By the way, it is no longer moose poop season, thought you'd like to know. Take it away, the lovable Anthony, I think.
You know, for so much moose poop season being not moose poop season anymore, there's still a lot of moose poop going around there. So.
A lot of hidden moose poop, apparently.
Yeah, apparently.
You're welcome, Anthony.
My button gets a little weird sometimes. All right. So,
you got it, Anthony.
Before we get to my crazy Florida news, it's time for your Shyampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently partly cloudy at 83 degrees Fahrenheit with a heat index of 89. The humidity is at 72%. The dew point is at 73%. Visibility is 10 miles. And Joe looks like a monkey dancing around on the screen. Tonight, Monday night, we have a 60% chance of showers and storms, mostly cloudy with a low around 78. On Tuesday, a 60% chance of storms and showers, partly sunny with a high near 89. Tuesday night, 50% chance, showers and storms, mostly cloudy, low around 77. There's a pattern here. Wednesday, 70% chance of showers and storms, partly sunny with a high near 88. And Wednesday night will give us a 50% chance of showers and storms, mostly cloudy with a low around 78. That's it for your Tampa Bay weather. It is time for some crazy Florida news.
You got it, Anthony.
Yeah, thanks, Patty. All right, hold on. Database time.
You got it, Anthony.
Thank you for being so understanding, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
Yeah, all right. WFLA News Channel 8 Tampa Bay brings us our first Florida news story of the night about a charter boat captain who went full Florida. Yep. Sarasota police say on Sunday, June 2nd, five passengers joined Captain Mark on a charter boat and departed Sarasota at 6 in the morning for a 12-hour fishing trip. Captain Mark was drinking numerous beers and was heavily intoxicated while driving the boat. When they were about 60 miles out in the Gulf, one of the passengers went to grab a beer from a plastic bucket that was next to the captain, but Captain Douchebag told him to put the beer back and grab the passenger by a gold chain around their neck. An argument then ensued among the passengers, and the group tried to continue on with their trip, but the mood was sour, and Captain Mark continued to drink and do cocaine, apparently. He was just all kinds of fucked up. Look at that. The captain then reportedly said he had a gun, and if he wanted to, he can put a bullet in each of the passengers' head and leave him out in the water. Yeah. The passengers pleaded to go home, but the captain continued drinking, took out a 9mm handgun, and fired 6 or 7 shots into the air. The captain appeared to turn around and head to shore, but the passengers soon discovered they were just driving in circles. Yeah, well, when it's all open water, yep. A passenger pleaded with him, but the captain said no, and that he could do as long as he could do what he wanted because he drives a boat for a living. Eventually, when they got within cell phone range, a passenger contacted the Sarasota police and U.S. Coast Guard. After Captain Mark was arrested, he kicked the rear door of the police cruiser. Mark has been charged with boating under the influence and resisting a law enforcement officer. The other crimes are being investigated by the U.S. Coast Guard. Yeah, right.
That's crazy.
Isn't it crazy?
That's absolutely crazy.
I'm like, no more fishing charters for me, thank you.
Right?
All right, WJHG News Channel 7 out of Panama City, Florida, brings us our next Florida news story of Florida ingenuity. The Okaloosa County Sheriff's Deputy reported that two men entered the second floor of the boardwalk on Okaloosa Island and attempted to cut the ATM open with a blowtorch. But because this is Florida, they welded the metal part shut instead. A worker who came to service the machine found the burn marks on the hinges and the locks. Deputies say one suspect had a black half nose mask with black sunglasses, a black leather style jacket, camo pants, desert tan military style boots, and black gloves. The other one, yeah, they wore some clothes too. If you have any information on this case, you can contact Deputy Donut and the Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office. Yeah, they welded the fucking ATM shut. I mean, seriously.
Wow.
Yeah. Girl, you know, I mean, hey, it's Florida, so. Yeah, we got like 5 minutes until Palethora.
We got 5 minutes? So, well, you got a sexy story, though.
I got a sexy, it's a short story, but it's a sexy, I have two short stories, so, but I guess that's what we're going to. So
well, let's why not? Ooh.
I really don't know how sexy it is, because it's kind of scary. But, you know, hey, it's Florida. The Brevard Times brings us our yeah, Joe's like, oh, my goodness. No, no, thank you. The Brevard Times brings us our final Florida news story of the night that involves gym, nakedness, and a whole lot of crazy. According to the Titusville police, 55-year-old Arthur was masturbating while sitting on a rock and staring at women working out around 5:15 in the morning at the Healthy Evolution Fitness Club. Arthur allegedly told police that he was smoking crack while using a vibrator on himself when he noticed the woman.
Wow.
Yeah.
I was talented.
I was smoking crack. And just and then I saw this woman or these women in the health club. The Florida man stated to police that he thought that she was freaky, and that she liked it and liked to watch. Yeah, no, she's not freaky. Trust me, not that freaky. That's kind of freaky.
We definitely don't like to watch you, dude.
Yeah, we see the booking image. That's overly freaky.
Yeah.
Arthur added that he watched the woman before on May 9th. He was charged with possession of a crack pipe, exposure of sexual naughty bits, and stalking, which are all first-degree misdemeanors. Arthur was booked in the Brevard County Jail under a $5,000 bond. And that's it for your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty.
That's a wrap. Bye-bye with a Well, you can thank the database that you are tuned into, Shyampa Radio.
Okay.
We're always looking for unique content and people. Call Shyampa Radio anytime at 813-327-8566, and you too can hang out in the studio with these two idiots.
Yes.
Be a part of this unique
that's
Q
us.
Studio experience.
That is us.
Be sure to visit us at shyampa.org for our latest broadcast schedule. And do you know you can chat on our webpage?
Chat.
Just click chat. But now, go grab your bongs, bitches, because your two lovable stoners are going to start babbling on about this or that. Hold on, woohoo, here it comes, Plethora, Monday. Take it away, guys.
Oh boy, well thank you, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
Thank you, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
So, remember folks, we need a show title, and if you want to come into the chat room and suggest a show title, you're more than welcome to. Otherwise, we're going to have a show title all of our own! And I don't know what that'll be, but we'll figure it out.
That's a good question.
Last week's show title was Don't Grill Your Sausage on the Seat. That was
last week's title.
So, but we got some discussion things to go here in our Plethora section.
Yes, yes. Yes.
Don't recommend buying secondhand used body implants.
You don't?
No, because
oh,
they're
I
not
thought
easy
you already had some installed.
Well, we had to delay that due to other concerns, but
I'll get to it.
Okay. Yeah, you know, the sterilization process can only go so far.
Well, you know, I mean,
and we discovered that
spit on it, wipe it down a little bit. Well, it'll be good. Put some calamine lotion.
Some of these implants were in butthole areas, apparently.
In butthole areas. Where the hell are you getting implants from?
It's like, I don't know what's wrong with these people. It's like they have zippers to where their implants come in and out.
Wow.
So they can take them in and out at will and shape them into whatever they want.
Interesting.
Strange, convoluted things. And so...
That is a strange, convoluted thing.
I'm a strange, convoluted person. It's just been a weird week. I needed to unwind.
And
today
it's only
was
Monday.
Unwinding.
It's
yeah.
only Monday.
Well, that was last week. It was weird.
Yeah.
But, so, Anthony's morning commuter rant. What's that all about?
Oh, my goodness. The ninnies are out. The ninnies have figured out that now school is out, that there's not as many people on the road in the morning. So now they can get up and get out to, like, drive to pointless places like Walmart at 6:30 in the morning. Because who the fuck needs to go to Walmart at 6:30 in the fucking morning?
Well, they need those special deals that only happen for those people that get there at 6 in the morning.
There's one. And they make their left-hand turn. I got to get in front of them, because if I don't get in front of them, it takes them the entire light cycle, the arrow cycle, to make the left-hand turn.
Across the damn street. Why?
I don't know. It's like they just they don't even hit the accelerator. They just creep through the left-hand turn cycle. And it's like, oh, my God.
Maybe they don't trust their tires.
Oh, my God.
They're gonna
and then when they go to turn into the Walmart, they must work there. Because then when they go to turn into the Walmart, it's equally as slow. It's like, but at least I can kind of pass, go around them when they're turning into the Walmart. But this left-hand turn thing, I have honked. I have blinked my lights.
You don't have dual left-hand turn lanes. It's only one.
Not where I need to turn. No.
So you couldn't.
No, I can't do anything about it. I'm stuck with it.
Just be first in line in the second lane.
Oh, no, trust me. I make sure I get in front of this ninny, because I know who this ninny is. I can recognize the back of this ninny's car.
Oh.
It's a silver Toyota. I know that much. And it's got some bumper stickers on it. And
bumper stickers.
I know if I don't get in front of this fucking ninny, I will, you know, it's like if there's more than two cars making that left-hand turn when the ninny's in the front, only two cars get through.
See, for us, ninnies are different. They're the people that stand in the doorway and block people getting in and out of the train cars.
Well, yeah, ninnies do everything. I mean, they're not just restricted to driving. Unfortunately, that's how I have to deal with my ninnies on my morning commute is through driving.
Yeah. You know, and well, we also deal with the driving ninnies, though, that make right-hand turns in front of the bus. They'll just drive right in front of the bus as the bus is, you know, departing.
Well, you know.
It's like that's a reason why it's illegal for those kinds of things to happen, because people could get seriously hurt.
Did you know it's not illegal to do that in Florida?
Really?
People make right-hand turns in front of buses all the time.
It's totally illegal here in Illinois.
Oh, I know. That's why, like, when I first saw someone do it, I'm like, oh, my God, what the fuck just happened? Yeah.
Well, moving on a little bit. So the update to the story about legal recreational weed.
Yeah.
This is more on a business side of things.
Sure. We got some time.
The current medical dispensaries are actually... gearing up hiring, so check with your local area dispensary if you need
maybe
a job.
You should go be a bud tender.
Got experience. A bud tender. I wonder if I would get a discount.
Maybe.
Hey, any discount is a good discount.
You know that's right.
But I suspect it's strictly regulated and highly processed in a strict sense of the word. What I mean to say is that it's very secure and that you probably couldn't get away with it because there's a lot of inventory control and
probably
things.
But you might get a discount. You may get a discount.
Yeah.
As an employee.
Maybe like 5% or something.
Maybe or more. You know, like 10, 15% maybe. Something.
But the one thing about labor, though, is a lot of... There's a lot of different things sucking up labor. And for us in the restaurant industry, it's these big restaurant groups. Big restaurant groups. They can afford health care. They can afford time off and vacations and paid leave and all kinds of silly services, which independents can't afford.
No, that's true. Shit,
it's expensive to run a restaurant.
Of course. We need universal health care. Health care for all.
Yeah, I totally agree. Don't even get me started on that, because I am so sick of all of these candidates pandering to people.
Oh, Lord. So you had nutty chocolatey poop?
Oh, God. My chocolatey nutty poop was nutty.
All right. Good. So what have you been seeing on Facebook lately, other than political shit?
Just nonsense. I passed the political shit, too, though. So
yeah.
I looked at my account, actually, and I realized that there's like stretches of time when it's just bitter, you know, because the world is kind of bitter right now.
The world is a bitter place right now.
I feel that when I see people just post nothing but kitty pictures and fun things, it's like, hello, are you paying attention to anything that's going on? Hello?
That's their way of turning it out, you know. It's their way of avoiding it.
And Facebook just, man, you know, its algorithm, it pops shit and strange, awkward. That's what makes Facebook such a anxiety thing for me, in the sense that there's ups and downs, and they're just too much.
Too many ups and downs for
random.
You there.
Yeah, and too random.
Okay, I get that. I can buy that. I'll get that. Yeah, that's good.
So it's summer in Florida?
Yeah, it's hot. It's wet.
Oh, boy.
And it's humid. Not in any way, shape, or good ways. In any way, shape, or form. And the bugs are coming out, too. Oh, my God.
So what do you use for bug elimination out there?
A flamethrower.
Flamethrower?
Fucking flamethrower. Goddamn things are huge.
So do you get years where you see particular types of bugs, and then, like, there's an off cycle where you don't see them at all?
No, I'm familiar with their cycle. We don't see them a lot in the middle of winter, because either they go into hibernation. They really don't go into hibernation here, or they go into some kind of a stasis, because we don't have the cold snap that kills them. But, yeah, we go through a thing, but I've kind of gotten to the point now where I have a regular service now that comes and sprays the house. So that kind of helps keep them away at a regular basis. I don't see them too often, because there's been points in time where it's just been like, Jesus, too many bugs, too many bugs.
Too many bugs, yeah, that's no good. A lot of bugs can make a bad day.
Yep, so you have a new word.
Plocotrovia. Plocotrovic. And, you know, it really can mean many things. You just sort of insert a specific context. So
get your plocotrovic over.
You know, or I'm stuck in plocotrovia on the purple Sophia.
Sophia.
The purple sofa.
Get your plocotrovic out of my plocotrovia.
Exactly. I make up so many crazy words. Rinkostat is a word.
Rinkostat.
Plocotrovic. Rinkostat. I'm in a Rinkostat mood right now.
Rinkostat.
Yes.
I see.
So yeah, these are my ways to reduce stress. I make crazy made up words.
Okay, that works. I just scream at things. I smoke weed and scream at things. That usually works for me.
It took Betty, it took Roger, it took
Google
long time to do parvovelance.
Parvovelance.
And speech to text finally gets. What did you find, okay Google? Okay Google, tell me, how are you today?
Google.
It brought me to Wayfair Shop All Things Home.
Apparently, okay, Google says you need retail therapy.
Tell me something interesting about today.
According to Wikipedia, on June 9, 1973, the Racehorse Secretariat won the Triple Crown. That includes the Kentucky Derby, the Preakness Stakes, and the Belmont Stakes, all American horse races.
Huh.
There was an earthquake. Random. There was an earthquake in Cleveland.
I heard about that.
Isn't that crazy? It was like a
was
4.
Was it like a 4?
Yeah, it was like a 4.
Shut up, okay, Google.
Google wants to join in on the conversation. I'd say you could call too, but we got 20 seconds till the ugly lights come on. Yeah, Cleveland earthquake. How about that? 4.0 on the Richter scale. They didn't say any major damage or anything, so that's a good thing.
Well, you know, we're in a fault line zone.
They are.
Down southern Illinois, yeah.
Well, there have been earthquakes in Chicago before.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know, I remember there were a few when I was growing up. Minor, very minor.
Look at those ugly lights.
Hey, folks, it looks like the ugly lights are coming on, and I think the hookers arrived. So I want to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in our recast later on, or just supporting us in your own little special snowflake way. Don't get syphilis.
Hey, glad you could join us tonight for the Joe and Anthony Show, VD Free, on Shy Ampa Radio. Remember, all times New York time, be sure to check out my collection of weekend entertainment with Weekend with Jill. It comes on Saturdays at 6 p.m. Then check out the World Labor Hour on Saturdays, a live recast. No, it's a live cast of their actual station at
yes.
noon. Sundays, it then is recast at noon. And then there's another recast on Sunday evening at 7 p.m. Remember, all times New York time.
You can make your commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour, hosted by Betty, starting at 6:30 a.m. Eastern. And then Traffic with Topper, starting at 3:30 Eastern every weekday. Floating away. Also, be sure to catch the Inept Supervillains podcast on Friday nights at 8 Eastern, classic radio programming on Throwback Thursdays, and hot dance mixes from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday Tea Dance. Visit shyamba.org for our complete schedulization.
You know, folks, since you're here, keep yourself embellished in programming with extra added Technique-Q audio procedures. How do I do this, you ask? It's easy. Just keep one of your devices perpetually tuned to Shy Ampa Radio. That's right, perpetually tuned. Leave it on in the background. You can find us on the TuneIn app, as well as anything that plays Shoutcast streams. Or you can go directly to us on the web at chiampa.org.
.org. .org.
And we've got banter time. Banter.
Time.
Banter, don't get your banters in a panter.
Okay, yeah, the script isn't repeating. I'm looking. So, yeah, it's an interesting show. Did we even come up with a show title?
No. Interesting show. How about that? How about that?
How about Jito? Jito Antics.
Jito Antics.
Jito Antics.
That sounds even better.
Jito Antics. There we go.
Jito Antics.
All right. Well, we've come up with a show title. We've squeezed out yet another 59 minutes and 59 seconds of programming.
Yay.
Which takes so much more time to put together. It's amazing.
It does, doesn't it?
I think I spend like 4 hours a week, 4 or 5 hours a week putting together this show. And I know you spend a lot of time, too. It's just amazing. But, you know, we do it for you. We do it for us. We do it for all the chickens that got stuck in Jito's somewhere out there.
And we do it to clog up all of the internet everywhere.
Yes, we like to clog up the internet like a wet wipe gone wild. anyway, thanks, folks, for tuning in tonight. We will be back next week. Check out our blog at shyampa.org. And remember, folks, if you get sued because the potato skins in your Jito are found to be fake, don't hold your passengers captive while you masturbate an ATM shut with a pat on the back. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for what might be a brand new episode of This Way Out with a D for Dendrophily.
That's a wrap. Bye-bye with a me.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You are listening to Shyampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.